You mean like sort of on...
I guess I love you.
Tragedy struck.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
Hey guys, it's Iggy here at C2E2, and I'm standing in front of the Impact Theory booth with a group of comic misfits, really. It feels like I wasn't expecting, we're going to say, a superstar DJ, a powerhouse nutrition company, and a world-renowned author, I'd say, would probably be the way to describe it. So we got, obviously, Don Diablo, Tom Blayu, and Michael Morrissey, right? So how you gentlemen doing?
Doing good. I came straight out of Mexico. Just got an hour of sleep on the ride here, and I'm excited to be here. Second Comic-Con, so.
Nice. I'm doing great, man. Well slept, ready to rock.
I'm doing awesome. This is my hometown, so I slept in my bed, drove about 15 minutes to get here. So.
You were spoiled this weekend. So, as I said, it's kind of an odd group to be interviewing for a comic, but I guess to explain is that we are talking Hexagon, which is the new comic from the new, like a new publishing. So, Tom, why don't you give us a little introduction to what's going on since it's your brand?
Yeah, man. So, to make a very long story short, I went to film school, wrote a screenplay, had it turned into a film. I was horrified by the results. Met these two entrepreneurs. They said, dude, you're coming to the world with your hand out. If you want to control the art, you have to control the resources. Come with us, start a business, and get rich. Thought it would take 18 months. It took 15 years, but it actually did work. Built a billion-dollar brand, exited that 3 years ago to build my own studio, and now I'm telling stories the way that I want to tell them, collaborating with some of the greatest collaborators on the planet, including the world-famous DJ that you talked about, Don Diablo, and one of the greatest writers working today, Michael Morrissey. Could not be happier to have these two together with me telling a story. So that's what it's all about, telling great stories.
Awesome. And Don, this sounds like it's your story. Hexagon?
It actually is. You know what I really like about it? It has a lot of autobiographical elements in there, all nicely tied together by these gentlemen here. But I think it really has a heart. And for me, that's kind of just really makes it extra special because my heart is in this book. It's in this story. I mean, even Hexagon in general, that's like a brand I started like 6 or 7 years ago. And, you know, traveled with it from Japan to America to Israel to Germany to South Africa. So my fans will really get into it, but obviously it goes way beyond that because this is a completely different world in itself. But it is connected to music, and there are like a lot of cross references between pop culture, music, comics. And I think, you know, this is a unique combination, and I think a lot of my fans are really into it as well. And, you know, for me, the main thing was that I discussed in the beginning with Tom is really putting a heart into the story, making this about family and, you know, making this something I would be proud of if, you know, one day we're gone. We told a story that it can inspire people all around the world. It's, you know, and any age. And I think that's the foundation of what we're doing here.
Awesome. And Michael, so what was the motivation? What was the hook? How did he sell you to jump on this project? Was it an easy sell?
It's hard to say no to Tom. Tom is such a...
I mean, how are you going to say no to him?
Yeah, no, but, you know, I'm attracted to projects where people are passionate about it. You know, I'm at a point in my career where I could be judicious about the projects I pick, and hearing Tom talk about it, hearing Don talk about it, like, not only was this something that's in my wheelhouse, like sci-fi adventure, like Last Starfighter, like Star Wars, stuff like that, you know, that stuff that I love, that I grew up on, but it's also, like, just genuinely the passion behind it, like, being able to collaborate these things with these guys. Like, I believe that comics, you know, it's a collaborative medium, and if you bring to the table a marketplace of great ideas, which these two guys do, you can create something unique and use something special, and that is what I want to do, and hopefully that's what we accomplished.
Right. Well, besides y'all's names being attached to it, which is going to sell it to, we got about a minute to sell this. So you said Last Starfighter, and that's the vibes I'm picking up here. So you guys, let's tell what's going on. Who wants to start? Give the rundown of what's happening in Hexagon.
I'll give you a quick synopsis. Set in the 1980s, about a young boy whose dad won't let him play video games. He doesn't understand why, but one night his dad works a lot, or so he says. His dad's gone on business, and the kid sneaks out to impress a girl. He plays a video game, and on his first quarter, beats a video game everyone considered unbeatable. The problem is, in beating the game, he triggers an alien invasion, and he finds out very quickly why his dad didn't want him playing those games. And a whole crazy adventure ensues when the aliens kidnap his dad, and this kid realizes that he himself is an alien with powers, but he doesn't know how to use them, and now the fate of the world's at stake.
Awesome. This sounds amazing. So March 18th, comic stores everywhere. Where else can everybody find out more information? I guess for each of you guys, we'll start down the road.
DonDiablo.com, all my socials.
@ITComics.
MichaelPMorrissey.com.
Awesome. Well, gentlemen, we appreciate it greatly. Everybody else listening, obviously go pick this up immediately, or March 18th more so. But also check out more coverage from C2E2 right here on Project Nerd.